Mechuyev in the mitzvah. I'll give him a mouthful and chuckle him into the rock. The Gemara in Gittin we saw yesterday talks about other mitzvahs in Yoni Stam. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah that a goy, a katan, and isha are not able to write because they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tefillin, and there's a hekesh between tefillin and ksiva. Person who is a bar ksiva has to be someone who's obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin. Rabbi Nutam said that gemara shouldn't be limited to what the gemara listed off specifically to be sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos in yoni safrus. Rabbi Nutam says that this halacha extends to other mitzvahs as well, and therefore Rabbi Nutam paskin that a woman does not have the ability to make tzitzis. Then Rabbi Nutam continues, and Rabbi Nutam says also that a woman, based on this Gemara, does not have the ability to be ma'agid aluluf. The Balei Tosfos are very unhappy with Rabbi Nutam from our Gemara, which is what Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Gilyan Hashatz on our daf is referring to. And the Balei Tosfos asks, how could you say what you're saying? In addition to other kashas, but the kasha I'd like to focus on is the kasha coming from Sukkah, Chesem Adeis. And how could the Gemara say Sukkah's ganvach is kasher if, according to Rabbi Nutam, that halacha is noveya to all mitzvahs that a person is not mitzuvah in? They don't have the ability to create the mitzvah as well. Therefore, the Balei Tosfos argue with Rabbi Nutam's interpretation of that Gemara, and the Balei Tosfos says it's limited to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, which you need to be a Bar Kshira, but there is no halacha that a woman can't create a lulav, and a woman can't create tzitzis, and Baharaya Gemara Sukkah Chesem Abeis, that a woman could create a sukkah. As burning of akasha, as the Tosfos point out from Sukkah Chesem Abeis, Demis is, there's another problem for Rabbi Nutam. And the other problem with Rabbi Nutam is that this idea that you need someone that's obligated in the mitzvah to create a lulav also seems to contradict another Gemara in Sukkah, a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara in Sukkah and Yud Aleph Amud Beis tells us that Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that we learned in Bekiyas Lino Rabbeisai, and Amir Tashem will continue this Sunday morning, Abba Leinu L'Teiva, learning about Chatzitzas when it comes to Lulav. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda held that Lulav Tzarech Eged, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a din of Tasev Eloimina Asui when it comes to Sukkah. Just like there's a din that you have to make your Sukkah, that applies to a lulav as well, because a lulav is not just a hechitimtza of just picking up Dalid Minim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, lulav Tzarech Eged, there's an asiyah in the lulav. There's a process of the lulav. There's making a combined entity with these Dalid Minim, lulav tzarech eged, and if it doesn't have an eged, according to Yehuda, this lulav is pasul, because you're missing a tremendous dimension of the lulav, which is what? Tase b'lo mina asli. That you have to be ma'aged the lulav. And that's part of the mitzvah of ulakachtem lachem b'yom arishin, that you need an eged. Yehuda learns it out from the Lakachtem Agudas Ezov by the Paraduma. So there's a din lakicha with an egget. And if it's not, it's pasul al tasev lomenos. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, wait a second. So according to Rabbanon, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbanon, lulav ein tzarech egget. Your yotzir mitzvah without an egget. Without a knot, and you do not have to have anything combining your Dalad Mina. But says the Gemara, Kemana azla hadasanya lulav mitzvah la'agdav im lo'agdav kosher. I Rabbi Yehuda ki lo'agdav amai kosher. He's potel. I Rabbanan amai mitzvah lo'olam Rabbanan he. So says the Gemara, no. Rabbanan do hold that there's a lichadchila concept of eged. And why? Because of zeh kelim va'aveyu. The lulav looks nicer. Hasnea lefadav v'mitzis. It looks more beautified when it's with an eged. So Rabbanan Chas HaShalom would say that it's possible, and there isn't anything implicit within the lulav that it's tzarech eget. But the reason why the Brisa might say lechatchila you should be ma'aged it is because of the din of hiddur mitzvah, of hasnei lefanav of the mitzvahs, of zeh kelim avdei. So Rabbi say, what's the next kasha? What's the second kasha on Rabbeinu Tam? Fundamentally, Dalid Minim, according to Rabbanon, do they have a din asiya? Do they have a din eged? No. So how could anyone have the chutzpah to say that a woman should be puzzled from creating a lulav? Naniach, we weren't bothered from the kasha from Sukkah. Naniach, we had an answer of how Rabbeinu Tam extrapolated outside of tefillin, sefer Torah, mezuzos, and had this new klal that an ena b'Torah, someone who's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, doesn't have the ability to create the mitzvahs. But fine, to say it by tzitzis, but to say it by lulav is utterly ridiculous. Because we don't hold that there's a din asiyah by lulav. We hold that there's a din hiddur mitzvah. It's nice. It's beautiful. But so is buying a nice esrog. There's no din of making a lulav. And don't tell me that Rabbeinu Tam is paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So bechlau, we don't understand Rabbeinu Tam from start to finish, from finish to start. So Rabbeinu Tam is against tons of Gemaras in Sukkah. What bechlau is going on with this Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, Jojo, you want to give an answer or you want to ask?
Yeah, so I think to just...
Don't give an answer yet. Okay. Yeah. No. You mean you need to have dalad minim. There's no mitzvah to do half a mitzvah.
No, I'm saying that's what
the... No, you don't need it. You didn't ask me, do you need an eged?
So to say that it's not... It's definitely not a chiyuv to tie it, but to say that it's on the same level of something nice, I think is a little
light. Let's prove that. Excellent. Let's go slow. Comes along the Gemara and Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav. So the Gemara ha'oisel lulav la'atzmo omer baruch shachyanu v'kiyimanu v'yigiyanu lazman hazeh. Not lulatziz v'yomer baruch asher kedishanu v'tzasav v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. Person makes a lulav. What does he say? He says shachyanu already. But he says shachyanu is connected to the shas mitzvah. Frechter b'chayim brisker. Why are you making the shachyanu then? Oh, what? This is Gemara's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that there's a din tasa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara never said that. Gemara says you're making a lulav. You're making a lulav. Sounds like you're being ma'agid, the lulav. And the Gemara doesn't qualify to be specifically lefi Rav Yehuda. And the bracha shachyanu is already found at the shas asiyah of the lulav. At the din eged. Nachla Gemara. Gemara from Rav Akiva Slimut. Lamed Zayin Ovis. Va'omer Rabba Loilodutz Inish Lulava Be'oshana Didilma Nasre Tarfe Vahave Chatzitza. What did Rabba say over here? Loilidis Inish Lulav Be'oshana La'achar Sha'agid Ha'arava. Don't shtup your lulav after you made the eged. v'ahadas yachad lo yitchag alulo milamala b'toicha eged. Why? What's the chash? Do manasre tarfe halulav meisir ale ahadas v'arava u'mishtayrin be'eged, and they stay in the eged v'choytzitzin bein min lemin ve'enam agudin yachad liyos lekicha achas. And now what? It's not going to be a good egged because there are going to be other things that are involved in the combination, the combining entity of this lulav. These other leaves that got ripped off. The enam agudum yachas lios lekicha achas. Why? Because they're going to be alei hadas v'arava that are going to be mishtayer be'eged, that are going to be loose in the eged. So the rabbi is telling you a psak that you should make sure that when you make your lulav, don't stop it in that these leaves are going to come loose, that it's going to mess with your egg. And it's now going to not be agud. Frekter Rashash on Lamed Zayin of Edbez Marev Rabbeisai, a tamer rabosi. An unbelievable kash. Ask the Rashash, let's turn to the Rashash, Lamed Zayin of Edbez. L'choyra, Hakaimalon de ain tzarach eged. We paskin like Rabbanon. Now you're telling me potential issues that there's not going to be an eged. Nu nu. What? The Rabbanon shouldn't be concerned with this issue. Alechadchila din asnei lefan of a mitzvah zekelev anveyu. So we're concerned that there's going to be a loose leaf inside the eged, but lulav is ain't tzarech eged. There's no chiyav eged. That's what he's asking. That's what he's asking.
He's asking. I thought he was stating it.
No, he's asking.
He's asking.
Yeah, he's asking a kash on Rashi. Rashi's hesver of Rabba.
The whole point was that it was in the kicha, and also be all one together, connected. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's time doesn't matter. But if the leaves fall off in between the arava and the lulav, because arava leaves that aren't part of the arava anymore, that would create that, you might think that would create a chatitza. Even if it doesn't need to be tied, it just shows that
it's, but Rashi says that it's a problem because of the aguda. That's not what Rashi says.
Even if the problem with the aguda.
Einam agudam yachad lios lekicha achas. So frekta Rashash, but we don't hold you need a neged.
But even if you don't need,
you're still holding four minim.
But even if you don't need the egged, then
I'm holding the four minim at the bottom. No, I'm holding the four minim at the bottom. So in the egged, they're creating up psul. So what? I hold lulav ein tzarech egged.
Seems you shouldn't even have it.
Hmm?
Seems it's better not to tie it, because then you don't.
The Gemara is saying it's better if the better once you tie it, don't stuff it in afterwards, because you're going to have problems. But I don't understand why I have problems. Lulav ein tzarech egged. What?
This is one of the problems with Tisa, possible between the four.
Right?
I mean, that's what's going to say.
That's just, even if you don't have them, I still got to
the problem. But Rashi says that the reason is it's a chatzitza within the egget. So you want to say a different shot in the Gemara?
Does Rashi hold that you can use anything to tie it to
the Rashi? Rashi is not machriya in a machloikas tanoim. That's what the Rashash is asking. We paskin lulav ein tzarech eged. But no one said this Gemara is going alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone have a Rambam here? If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Ilchas Lulav. Oh yeah, we have in the back. Go ahead. Look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Ilchas Lulav. Let me just finish this thought. Perek Zayin of Ilchas Lulav. The Rambam writes a very interesting lashon. In both in Halacha Zayin and in Halacha Tes, says the Rambam, "Kama noita mehem lulav echa v'eser gecha v'shnei b'adei arava v'shlosha b'adei hadas." You take the entire lulav, right? So the Rambam happens that tzmachlik is the Rambam and the Bahag. If you could do one by one. Sorry, I think this is broken up differently. Oh, I'm sorry. Halacha Vav. Mitzvah min amuvchar legod lula v'ahadus v'arava v'laso shlosh demaguda achas. The Rambam introduces the concept of eged, that this is a mitzvah min amuvchar. Doesn't sound like from the Rambam that this is, I wouldn't be medayik anything from just that language, but now look at the Rambam in Halacha Tes. The end of Halacha Tes, U'mitzvah kehilchisa shiagbia aguda shel shloisha minit. Again, the Rambam holds that Eged's not makiv, like Rabbanan. But the mitzvah kehilchisa, the most preferred way of being Isaac in the mitzvah of Netilas Ruah of Rabbi Zai, is what? When they're mu'ugud and yach. Rabbi Zai, the answer to all of our kashas, and another kasha. Rashi on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis tells us in Dibra Maschel Loit Tzricha De Islei Yeshana Achrisi. Rashi tells us, and this is quoted by the Uraim and the Mordechai, the Shita of Rashi, that when you make an eged, it should not be any knot, but it should be what? A kesher agabe kesher. Similar to Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to tell you right now that although the Gemara tells us on Yud Aleph, and it sounds like on Daf Yud Aleph, that the purpose of Eged Lefi Rabbanan is just to beautify a mitzvah and is like spending an extra dollar on an esrog to get a nicer, more mohuder, zekei levanveyu, something external to the mitzvah. That is not the case, what it seems, from all of these rayas when it comes to Netilas Lulav. In terms of being ma'akev, the Gemara says all over, we paskin like Rabbanan, that b'di'eved a lulav is ein tzarech eged. But it's not that you're only missing hiddur mitzvah, an external hiddur mitzvah, when you don't have the dalad minim that are mu'ugad. Even according to Rabbanan, the mitzvah lechadchila of lekichas dalid minim is to what? To create a dalid minim that are mugadim yachad, that have an egg. And the rules and regulations that lechadchila, okay, albeit I'm going to be masking, it's only lechadchila. But the lechadchila halacha was to take the perspective of Rabbi Yehuda and apply it to my luv on a lechadchila level. And to do a ma'isa lekicha right now, that means that I'm creating them to be one chativa achas of dalad minim. That they're going to be mu'ugad. And the proof positive, points out the Avnei Nezer to this yisoid, is that many times the eged is not even noticeable. Because I'm holding it. And it's covered. And it's not beautification. It's not nikar la'ayin. Yet there still is a halacha l'chadchila in the hiddur mitzvah of lulav tzarech eged. So the halacha over here was what? To create an asiya, a din asiya, that they should be mu'ugadim. A din taseh, on a level of l'chadchila. Again, it's not going to pass. We're not going to say it's going to go to the nth degree that Tasav Lomana Asli is going to be problematic. But the L'chadchil over here was not just to make a pretty lulav. The L'chadchil over here was not just to say hiddur mitzvah like it is by other mitzvahs. L'chadchil over here was to take the chumras of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda held the understanding of an eged is by a lulav, that Tasav the Lomana Asli applies to a lulav, and I have to do that on a level L'chadchila, when it comes to my lulav. In Cain, the Rambam makes sense. All these Gemaras make sense, that there's a din asiyas lulav, even l'didon, l'fi rabbanon. The Gemara in Ha'isa Sukkah, Mivarach Shechayanu makes sense. The Gemara of the Chshash, of Chatzitza within the Eged makes sense, because we l'chadchila try to be machmir for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The halacha of a kesher al gabi kesher makes sense. To have not just any eged, but to have a real eged. And albeit that I'm asking, we're not going to passel, but the halacha l'chadchila was not just to have an external hider mitzvah, or even though the Gemara sounds like that on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. But we see from all of these proofs that what? There is a halacha over here of making a cheftza shalulav with an eged on the level of l'chadchila. That's the case. And the chiyuv over here is on a level of l'chadchila, we should take the stringencies and we should hold that there's a din asiya on the lulav and not just, that looks like a prettier lulav. No, there's a din asiya in the cheftza shalulav and in the maisa l'kicha shalulav. So then what? Rabbeinu Tam perhaps held of this var. And Rabbeinu Tam held, albeit l'chadchila, even the Rabbanon, we like it that someone who's mechuyev in this mitzvah is going to create the eged over here. Because they are a person that's shayach to the chiyev of the maisa l'kicha, of the lakachtem lachem. So, to be honest, that even l'rabbanon, that hold it's not ma'akev, but on a level of the chadchila they held that the people necessary would be someone who would hold that there's a din asiyah and a din in the lekich over here that the eged is connected to. And it's not just an external beautification. Came along Rav Soloveitchik and he had a chumrah based on this shtikl Torah. I just saw this a few minutes ago before I came upstairs. Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav from Rav Soloveitchik that a lot of people, when they finish taking off, shaking lulav, so they'll put their what? Their hadasim and their aravas from the keshiklach into the water or into the fridge, whatever they're going to do to preserve it. The water has to be prepared before, Rabbi said, we learned in the past, if now we have to learn in the future, the towel has to be prepared because of issues of Zriya Durabanan or Tircha issues, which the Mishnah Berurah talks about before Yom Tov, but that's for another shmooze. But that's what they do, Rabbi said. Comes along the Rav, and he has the following chumrah. He says, that's not going to be okay. Because what's going to happen, Rabbi said? You're going to slip this lulav through the keshiklach tomorrow. But Zok the Rav, if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on a level of l'chadchila, and there's a din of tase, the loymin ha'asui, when it comes to the Dalet Minim as well, so now you have a tasev alomana osoy. You have a matzav of these things were already in the eged, and now I'm just stooping the lulav in. I'm not taking Dalet Minim and tying it around to do the tasev asiya of what Rabbi Yehuda said was necessary for the Dalet Minim and was part and parcel of my mitzvah of lakachtem lachem b'yom harishon. Rather, what am I doing? I'm just creating a matzav of asoy, that it's already mo'ogid v'oymeid. So said Rav Soloveitchik, avada, it's not going to passel b'di'evet, because we paskin like Rabbanon. But once we just presented that the pshat in Rabbanon is not just an external, independent hasnei l'fun of the mitzvahs, and a hinder mitzvah means take on the approach of Rabbi Yehuda on a level of l'chadchila, and that's how we're defending Rabbi Nutam. And that's what we're understanding, the Shitas HaRamam, and that's how we're explaining all these Gemaras that understood there was a Din Eged, in addition to just being an external Hidr Mitzvah, to set of Soloveitchik on a level of Lechatchila, maybe we shouldn't slip off this Keshaklach to create a Matzav of Tassav Alomana Asui of this Lulav Lechatchila. Avada B'dieved, we're not going to hold that apostles, because Tassav Alomana Asui doesn't pasul B'dieved according to Rabbanu. But on a level of l'chadchila that we understand that the mitzvah of l'kachtem l'chem had within part and parcel of the mitzvah was to create a cheftza shalulav with a eged, so then this idea of tasav l'mana asu would be problematic. Yeshua.
Rabbi Yehuda gets his understanding that you are starting eged from Kavos Tamar, right?
No. From Paradum.
Where does he get Kavos? Where's Kavos Tamar from?
Kavos Tamar?
Down low in days.
I mean, the Gemara has drushes from Kappa Torah. Yeah.
If you put the, I know that if you slide it on, then maybe you'll have a problem. If you have a ring around it that you tighten, would that fix it after you slide it on? A lot of times it's not.
I don't think so, because it's already, if you have an egg, it's like the, if you have an egged that now is not functioning as an egged, but the idea that what's keeping it together is that original thing, doesn't help to add on more knots.
It's not keeping it together because it needs to be a certain closeness.
Yeah, but now it's sticking together. That's being ma'agid, the lulav. So now, if you add on other agudos, that's not going to help. Yeah. We have a raya from our Gemara on Lamed Zayin. The Gemara said, right? As long as the etzem eged, which was being ma'agid, the first original ma'agid, was bimino, then you could have other things, shel hagmonio, shel zav, on top of it, because that's what's really combining it. Yeah, no.
Have you problem to tighten the eged?
Yeah. If it's a real double knot, then yeah. Meaning if you were doing kosher and it would be a kesher agabi kesher, or even if it's one kesher and it's going to be a kesher shel kayama, that would be a problem. Yeah, that's actually what Rashi's talking about. Rashi's saying make sure not to do kesher agabi kesher when it's yontif, because that would be a violation of hilchos yontif. So that's the Mordechai asks, where's kesher agabi kesher? Where within Rabbanan? The answer is Rashi held lechatchila. No, you need a real kesher. You need a real egged. It's not just anything, but rather it has to be kesher agabi kesher. So Rabbi Isai, we have a new approach to the Hilchos Lulav, Lafi, the Rabbeinu Tam, Lafi, the Rambam, Lafi, all these Rishainim, about our new approach to Rabbanon as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. But we didn't answer our original question. How is it that Rabbeinu Tam got around our Gemara of Sukkos Ganvach? Now Rabbi Isai, I have to be honest with you, I don't have a solid answer. I have different possibilities, but this is something that I'd like to speak to Rabbeinu Tam in the future, how he got around this kasha, because this is a big kasha. This is something that bothers me a lot. Now, some of you have mentioned, I just want to mention different possibilities that I have in my head. But the kasha is better than the terrace. Some of you have mentioned to me the kasha, which is raised by the Achronim, discussed by Yechuvus HaRashba as well. What does it mean to be a Sukkos Behema? The Behema makes the Sukkah? So it's a good kasha.
Maybe you can't have Behemas in your Sukkah, so maybe they're seven
Sukkah. Oh. So Schwartzman wants to say it's not that the Behema made the Sukkah, but it was a Sukkah made for Behemas. That would be a chiddush, that if it was made for behemas, I would have thought that I can't use it for sukkah. Kamash balon, as long as it was made for shade, the Gemara and sukkah chesam and beis, even if it was made for the purpose of behema, then it would be good. So, then I'm just have one question, Schwartzman. I hear you. So, how do you read this brisa? Sukkah's ganvach. Sukkah that a goy made, sukkah that an isha made, sukkah that a behema made. So what's Schwartzman going to answer me?
I think that it's like different than that. I don't think it's made. I don't think any of them made. I think that they're like, it seems like back then they everything was in the sukkah, every single thing. Meaning that like, maybe there's something that Nashi needed to do that they wanted to do in a sukkah, so they made it specifically for what, like, a specific point.
So Schwartzman's answering me that maybe you should read your brisa a little differently. Maybe this brisa does not mean a sukkah that was made and constructed by a goy, made and constructed by an isha, made and constructed by a behema, but rather what, Rabbi Isai? Made for an isha, made for a goy, made for a behema, and now the Gemara says it wasn't the classic dira that you were using this for. Kamash b'lon, that it, even as long as it was made letzel, it's good. That's great.
What about if someone built it, then you can't use it. If you use that shot.
Right. According to this pshat, you don't have a raya that a sukkah that a guy made is kosher. That's true.
That's true.
I don't have another gemara for it, but that's true. It's good. That would be a big nachmi and a good point there. Yeah. Gabe.
Same mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah, not holding it.
Very good shema. So, what Gabe is pointing out is a Ramah, quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, that the Kedushas HaSukkah that's created is not at the time of the building it, but rather at the time of Yeshiva Sukkah. Now, it remains to be seen if that's unanimous opinion, and it will come sugyas on Daf Tesa and Aleph Mirtzah Hashem, and you will see that I think that I personally have an approach that I think that there's a Rashba that dinzachs on this, but that is accepted halacha according to the Rama. So what does that do for me?
There's nothing. You're not doing anything by making it.
Ah. So I'm not doing anything by making it. Mazak Gabe, maybe a sukkah is different. Maybe a sukkah is different. That, get this, Rabbi Sai. A sukkah is not a cheftza shel mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to sit within a sukkah, to do a maisi yeshiva within a sukkah. But to create a cheftza shel mitzvah, perhaps that's not what a sukkah is. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I found Rav Kalevsky, an old Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael, who said this pshat in defense of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore argued based on a Me'iri and Daf Chav Tesamid days, that the Me'iri contrasts a lulav after the ganav was kainet, after there was a kinyan done, or whoever was kainet, after the avera was done, that it will still be a mitzvah above avera because lamaisa, it's a stolen cheftza shel mitzvah. Whereas sukkah, he says the Me'iri, where it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah, but it's just a mitzvah for a gavra to sit within a sukkah, then there is no halacha of mitzvah b'avira la'achar akinyan. Once you accept that premise, that a sukkah differs from a lulav, that it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah, so then what? Now you understand why Rabbeinu Tam had an easy out from our Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam only had a chumrah of an Eina B'Tairas where you're creating a cheftza shel mitzvah. However, and even Lididon, that we pass like Rabbanan by Lulav, but we're accepting the chumras of Rabbi Yehuda. So l'chadchila, there should be a cheftza shel mitzvah over here to be ma'agid the dalad minin. But sukkah, it's just a hechitimtza to be makayim the mitzvah. But it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah. So perhaps Rabbeinu Tam would hold, you don't need to be b'tayras. You don't need to be obligated in order to be makayim the mitzvah over here. Or to create a mitzvah, because you're not creating anything. You're just creating something which dimensions that now, once Yontif comes, this guy can be Mekayim a mitzvah. Hakol b'hechsher nasa, fine, but it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah, perhaps. A big chiddush. Memela, Rabbeinu Tam said, even noshim could create that are not obligated. It's only by things that what? Like tzitzis, that are a cheftza shel mitzvah, that by your action now it becomes a cheftza shel mitzvah. That's now going to be someone who has to be b'tayrus. Rav Sternbuch says like this in the Moedim Uzmanim that I put on the Mar Mekoyimus. And he says, a chiddush nifla ad l'moed, that even if one would paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that in Eina B'Toyrus, one who's not obligated in that mitzvah, does not have the ability to make tzitzis, says the Moedim Uzmanim, a chiddush, it's only in this stage, the last stage, that the item becomes a cheftza shel mitzvah. Because that's the Gemar. You have to endow it with the ability for it to come to a cheftza shel mitzvah. Says Rav Sternbuch, it could be that according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'll leave it to the shchiddush, that a woman would have the ability to do the tviya of the tzitzis, to twine the strings, but she wouldn't have the ability to do the kshira onto the beged, because that's what's endowing it with a cheftza shel mitzvah. And if this approach is correct, this new approach, what Schmortzman is saying, and that's what's different, what's happening over here of sukkah, as opposed to anything else, like this Me'iri, like this Rav Sternbuch, the sukkah al-pidin is not a cheftza shel mitzvah, and that's why we're not concerned of an Eina B'Toyrus. Yeah, Ezra.
I was going to say that Rav Sternbuch also, if it was the last Rav Sternbuch, it also, the katan building the sukkah.
Yeah.
You have to say the same thing. If a katan can't build
the
sukkah.
No, katan's a different problem, Rabbi Yisai. You still need... Gemara says Beferish, even if a sukkah of ganvach is kosher, it has to be l'shem tzel. So how do you have l'shem tzel by a katan? So that's what Sternbuch said. If you hold like the Ran, that it just can't be milchik, that it's just not l'shem dira, so the katan has no das, so it doesn't. It might not be positive, but it's also not negative. But if you hold, like I suggested, that according to Rashi, that argued with the Ran, that you need a proactive das, you need something. Says Rashi, you might not need lishma, but you need something. So then a katan is going to be problematic. So that's where Sternbach suggested a second eitzah, that perhaps the bailim could have the das, and that would only be helpful if the bailim were around when the person is constructing it. So everybody say that's option number two, how to save Rabbeinu Tam. Option number three, how to save Rabbeinu Tam, is really the next sugya that we're about to start. The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daftesim and Aleph, Sukkah Yishana, the Mishnah says, Beishamai Poislim Beisimah Machshir. We've been quoting many times that if you have an old sukkah, a sukkah that wasn't made l'shem chag, so what's the halacha, Rabbi Isai? It's still what?
Still kosher.
Still kosher. We hold like Beisila, Beisila Machshirim. You don't need l'shma when it comes to sukkah. Comes Jojo a few days ago and he pointed out to us, you have to look at Taisis. Taisis quotes to the Yerushalmi on the top of the daf, Rabbi Isai, look at Taisis. Yerushalmi tani tzarech l'chadesh ba'davar. Yerushalmi says, yeah, an old sukkah that wasn't made lishma, it's still kosher, but what? So Shaila, I had to learn this Yerushalmi, but the Pashup Shad is lechatchila, a person has to be mechadish bodavar, he has to lift the schar. He has to add some on a level of lechatchila, he has to add some lishma to the sukkah. So don't take that Mishnah at face value according to Yerushalmi, according to what Tosis is saying. Im kein mayer v'raboisai, if there's a din of lishma by sukkah on a level of lechatchila, who can we now explain, Rabbi Yisrael? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held for a sukkah that needs lechatchila. Perhaps Rabbeinu Tam held like this Yerushalmi. And on a level of lechatchila, tzarech lechadish bodavar, so therefore you need a person that's betairas to create the lishma on a level of lechatchila for the sukkah. Option number three. Option number four, I didn't put it on the Maror Mekaymis, but it's going to come up in the Sugyas Habal Leinu L'Toyva. There is a Rashba in Beitza on Daf Lamed Amid Beis that says, Achidish Nifla Ad L'Ma'oid. Says the Rashba, Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher. A sukkah that a guy created for you is kosher. Says the Rashba, but it's kosher. But there's no Kedusha Sukkah on such a sukkah. And you would not be usher to be nene from such a sukkah. And the halachas that we're going to learn on Daf Tesemet Aleph that tell us, Kishem shechal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kach chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, that there's kedushas hakorban on the sukkah, Rabbi Yisai, zok the Rashba achidish nifla adla mo'oidem beitza dav lamed amed beiz, and says, you might be able to yotzi your mitzvah when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, but I could bifurcate and differentiate between the mitzvah and Kedusha Sukkah. Im kein moir v'raboisai, we have another way out for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam learned Sukkah's ganvach is kosh. However, if you want to create Kedusha Sukkah, then you need nash. Hana. Could you be mishtamish with it? Could you use it? Is it muktah? Major nafkamina. Kind of the mitzvah, even though that does not kedusha sukkah. If you would ask me before I saw this Rashba, I would have said something that doesn't have kedusha sukkah, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with. Comes along the Rashba and he says, absolutely not. Not so fast. So perhaps Rabbeinu Tam held like that, and even this, creating the mitzvah for kedusha, needs isha to create such a thing. The different possibilities, everybody say, I'm just listing the possibilities out. But here's what I want to talk about, Rabbi Yisai, and with this we close. So bottom line, Rabbi Yisai, la halacha, is there any tzad not to allow an isha to build your sukkah? No. How do we paskin legabe the shayla, Rabbi Yisai? How do we paskin legabe isha to make tzitzis? So if you look in Simen Yedalad Hilchos Tzitzis, the Ramah quotes, the Mechaber and the Ramah quote, that what? Lechatchila, a woman, cannot make tzitzis. So the Magen Avraham there says that it's based off of what? Rabbeinu Tam. Based off of Rabbeinu Tam. Im Kain, it would come out, Rabbi Yisai, and many Paiskim hold like this, and I believe it's even a Prima Gadin that Paskins like this in Hilchos Sukkah, that yes, Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher. But it's kosher b'di'evet. Because l'chadchila, we should be choshev Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam held of some Hezber that there was something missing when it comes to a Sukkah's Ganvach. However, this is not the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. And Jeremy's not here, but Jeremy quoted this from the beginning of the Sugya. I was very impressed when he knew it. But he said, doesn't the Maharam Rutenberg have a drasha that specifically women should not be able to make tzitzis? B'nei Yisrael, v'loi b'nei Yisrael. So it comes along the Bi'ur Halacha in Simin Yadal, the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason for the chumrah of women not to make tzitzis was not that the Rama was concerned whatsoever with Nashim creating mitzvahs with Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. That's not true at all. It was a specific Zeiris HaKosev that was associated with tzitzis, and it has absolutely no relevance to Hilchos Sukkah, and a sukkah that would made by a woman is like the Gemara says on Chesam and Beis, Sukkah's Ganvach is Kshera. Kshera, and is no problem whatsoever. And we do not accept the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam La'alacha. So it comes out, Rabbi Yisai, this shir is ultimately a machloikas, the Magen Avraham, Prima Gadim, against the Mishnah Berurah, whether or not this is even a din, lechatchila, by the asiyah of our sukkah. And how you're going to answer this kasha of sukkah's ganvach is going to have major ramifications. And there are different approaches amongst the poskim, whether or not a person should be machmer lechatchila with this chumrah of a sukkah either created by a goy or created by Nashim. It's going to all depend on how we understand the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Hilchos Tzitzis in Simin Yud Dal. Yeah, Shulchan.
I don't understand the Mardim is Mardim.
Yeah.
And he's saying only one Sukkah starts does the Chafsa Shomitzvah.
No, he doesn't say that. I just was applying that to Gabe. That's not his right. He just thinks that perhaps...
No, didn't he say that only once you're Miyashiv in the Sukkah is when the Kedusha of Sukkah's...
That's what the Ramah says, B'Shem the Rabbeinu Yerucham.
So what is...
You don't have... before you go in to be Mekai in the midst of Sukkah, there is no Kedusha Sukkah on the Sukkah, the Ramah says.
So then why do we have all the... So we have... Didn't we learn before, maybe it was last semester, about there's a Kedusha in the Defunos that you can't use them?
Yeah, but that's once you're Mekai in the midst.
That's only once you...
Yeah. We're going to learn more about this next upcoming sugyas.
So, like, a woman could do that, but then, like, I could then sit in the sukkah, which then transfer that kedusha to the defanos.
Only once I sit in it for the shei mitzvah. But the fact that let's say I go down to Florida, I build a sukkah, I decide not to fly back to Florida for my sukkahs. So now, Schultz, I'm telling you, no one sat in that sukkah. There's no kedusha sukkah on that wall, and it's going to have ramifications la'alacha. About being nana from it, about using it, about the tefanos.
After Sukkot, it's nothing. It was never.
Yeah, but I'm saying even during Sukkot, it's nothing. Yeah.
Can you just like solve that problem by having the woman build the tefanos and you make sure you do the stock?
Yeah.
So like you don't even have to.
Yeah, hey, you could also solve it
by
having
the whole thing.
You could also, yeah, exactly. I was about to say that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, let's say you want help and your wife is helping you build it, right?
My wife could build it, and they're very easy solutions. My wife could build it, and I could just lift it. Yeah, there's a lot of it. Yeah. I want to know, Sukkahs came. It's also to build right now. Now, this Shiloh will come up. Now, what's the din? What happens? Once is it, you know, I mean, but
you're at work all day. So you come home
and on Sukkahs, I can't do that. On Yontif, I can't do that. But it's kosher. I mean, no one would hold b'di'evet that this is possible.
Don't you
against the Gemara, Sukkah's gone with care.
Don't
but Ben, it's Nogea also. Goyim build these things all the time. So is there an Indian to? So the Yerushalmi says I have to be Mechadish Bodover. According to that, I would have to be Mechadish Bodover. According to this pshat, I would say that if people do that, you should always try to be. It's so easy to just lift up the schach. Why not? And just think l'shem tzel. Yeah.
Don't you sitting in the sukkah bring the kedusha, not the sukkah building itself? Because there's a specific mitzvah, and like with Shem, like building the sukkah like there is for matzah, there's
right.
a specific.
Right. Exactly.
So how could his opinion be true? If just
whose opinion?
The opinion that we just learned that said there's no kedusha in the sukkah, but Jews sitting in the sukkah itself, doesn't that bring the kedusha?
No, there is a kedusha in the sukkah only because of the mitzvah, not because of the creation of the chetzesho mitzvah.
Does that kedusha?
That's a proof to what I'm saying.
Isn't the kedusha in the
It's only a function of a person who's mekayim a mitzvah. If a person makes a sukkah and he never uses it for the mitzvah,
the sitting, not the building.
Exactly. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Does the kedusha stay for all sukkahs? Like, yeah, only while I'm in the sukkah, is it a kedusha?
No, it's kedusha in the whole sukkah.
Like, when I sit first day, first moment of sukkah starts, first day of Yom Kippur, then if I never
right.
go in again.
If you didn't have that, the Gemara talks about, let's say, the Gemara brings this up by Esrog. Let's say I have seven different Esrogim, so if I had das at the beginning, so I know that I'm not going to use this tomorrow, so then it's only hooked to the mitzvah, so also Yom. So you could potentially. You know, but normal situation is that the sukkah is endowed with kedusha. Yeah.
So if sitting in the sukkah brings kedusha, then shouldn't it be allowed to go to anyone if you just sit there and the kedusha comes?
Well, that's what the Gemara says. So just gone to the chair, exactly.
No, it's that, I thought it said that. What
did I say? Anyone have a?
Mark says
it's kshir. Oh, the pashup shot. That's the Rashi shot. Pashup shot. The pashup shot is that it has everything. Yeah.
Do we see, in terms of Egad, do we see anywhere else where a woman can't do something that's not even a chiyuv for a man? And we change sukkah by saying that a woman can't, by saying that. Because
no, yeah, you're right.
We flip sukkah around. It would have
worked. You're right.
Now we
first of all, you don't find, other than this Rabbeinu Tam, you don't find anywhere that this idea that a woman, just because she's not mitzuva, that she can't create the item for someone else who is mitzuvah.
Why can't she create something for hitter? Like that's like
even crazy. I'm saying not even for hitter. I'm saying before this Rabbeinu Tam, I would never say that anything that they're excluded from would have any problem with the preparatory stages of creating.
Right.
So you're right. We're mechadish, Rabbeinu Tam's mechadish that it's even things that are ma'akev. But now he's even mechadish achidish al bichidish, that legabe eged, where it's only lechadchila, but that's the only explanation you can have.
If we would have gone on sukkah that's a woman building it, though, then we would have had another example. Because you would have had something that's not a chiyah for, is it a chiyah for every single person to build a sukkah?
For us to sit in a sukkah,
not
sure.
Not sit in a sukkah. I'm saying to build a sukkah.
No, but who cares? But who cares? There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. We have to rely.
That would have been another raya on.
So, no, we have to rely on the woman for our chiyah. Who cares whose sukkah it is?
I'm saying we could have found another situation where a woman can't do something.
No, that's not.
That's not a chiyah for a man.
It is a chiyah. No, not. It's a chiyah for the man to have. There's no chiyah to make tzitzis.
I'm saying.
No, you're not. I understand what you're saying. But they're not parallel, because Eged is not a chiyuv to do bichlal or to have.
Okay.
Over here, there's a chiyuv to have a sukkah. Okay. So that's the difference. Rabbi Sai, bottom line, that's the sugya. But here's my kasha. Where in the world is the pizza?
Don't ask me who the pizza is, right?
No, he wasn't involved in this.
Yeah!
It was Avi Rosen-Walensky.
Call him.